In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to this first Sunday in Advent. We are glad that those of you who are not traveling or who have returned from your travels are here to worship with us as we gather together here this day. Please take time to sign the welcome pads that you'll find at the inside pew and pass them down the pew so that you may greet one another by name following the worship service and join us for a time in the fellowship in the Hope Room for fellowship and coffee following our worship service today. We have two rosebuds this morning to welcome to our midst the new arrivals of two baby girls to the congregation. Natalie Rose Pagano was born to Nick and Jill with grandparents Joanne and Bob Pagano and great-grandfather Chuck Robertson on the 16th of November. And on Thanksgiving night, Nalone Gabe gave birth to Avery Noel, born, and they are all doing well, and our rosebuds today celebrate their arrival into our midst. Please take time to look at the announcements that you'll find in the bulletin this morning and draw your attention to several of them right now. First of all, next Sunday is the Sunday that we will be decorating this, or next Saturday is the day that we will be decorating the church for the Christmas season, for the Advent season. And if you can lend a hand at 10 o'clock, it's a great opportunity for you to get to know one another and offer your technical skills to that effort next Saturday. I don't see either Gladys or Letitia, but Pastor B can probably answer whatever questions you have. Oh, Gladys is there. Gladys, did you want to say, I didn't see you come in. So did you want to say anything else about decorating? I've said enough. But Gladys knows what's happening and does.
It's a fun time, so please join us. Whoever's going to have a little bit of time, it's from 10 to noon.
10 to noon.
And so we have coffee.
Yeah. Yes. Come join in, and there are folks who know what they're doing that'll be there. So, please join us and lend a hand. And if it happens, if we end up before noon, we finish before noon. So, it would be great to have many hands for that. This morning, there are also available to you the Advent devotional booklets from the Presbyterian Peacemaking program. They are in the on the table in the narthex as you enter into the church. There are also some on the back tables. If we run out, let me know. We'll get more for sure. But it's a wonderful a series of daily reflections on mass incarceration and immigrant detention, which are two areas of real concern and passion for this congregation as well. So please take one per family share during the season of Advent. I do not see Nicole. Is she here? She is not here. Then it is safe to announce that there will be a baby shower, a surprise baby shower for Nicole Molina next Sunday at 1 o'clock. And if you would like to bring food or just to come and support with your presence as we prepare in Advent to welcome our next baby at Providence Presbyterian Church, the due date has been moved up from Christmas Eve, right? To December 16th, so we are 19th, right? So we'll see. They come when they come, right? but if you have questions about it, you can talk to Aaron. Aaron, wave your hand, or Claire Naughton in the back, who's orchestrated this great surprise. So please join us in supporting in that way. Alternative giving announcements.
We will be opening the Alternative Giving Marketplace next Sunday, and we'll be selling for the next three Sundays, so the 4th, 8th, 11th, and the 18th. I do have a sneak peek preview at the organizations that you can support. We'll be putting the bulletin board up next weekend. So if you're interested in taking a look at a sneak peek of the different organizations, there are some new ones where we've reorganized things. We are going with the theme of Love Thy Neighbor for supporting our local organizations. So if you're interested in a sneak peek, I have the flyers right here, and I can give you one. So if you want to be thinking about and discerning about which organizations you'd like to give to, just come see me.
Great. Any other announcements this morning? I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Pray for the peace of the nation. May they who love you prosper. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you." Let us worship God in peace and joy as we sing verse 1 of O Come, Emmanuel.
Watch and wait for Christ's coming. We shall light candles of peace, hope, joy, and love, remembering the promises of God with prayer.
Today is the first Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of peace. We light this candle today to remind us that Christ is the Prince of Peace, the one promised from the beginning of the world. Hear God's promise of peace from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness on them, light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Let us pray.
Faithful God, out of war's chaos, you bring the order of peace. Renew us in hope that we may work toward Christ's event of peace among all nations.
God of peace, enter into our darkness and illuminate our lives.
Let us continue in prayer and song with verse 2 of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Spirits by thine and
Our Lord himself invites us to a time of confession together, to confess our sins and speak the truth in the honesty of our hearts. So let us bring our prayers of confession first in silence, then praying together. Together we pray. We confess, God, that we do not take seriously your coming into our lives. We are too busy and preoccupied with our own concerns. We do not act uprightly, loving you, our neighbors, or ourselves. We do not beat our spears and swords into plowshares and seek your peace. Forgive us, Lord, and lead us to walk in your light. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Friends, this is the good news which we have received and through which we have true life. God came into the world to save us from our sins, to lead all people to new life and hope and peace. Thanks be to God, in Christ we are forgiven. Let us sing our response, "Thank you, Jesus."
During this time, we share our joys and concerns as part of a family. It's always good to do that. And we invite one of the children to carry the microphone around if they would like to do so. Eliza stands ready to bring the microphone.
Hi, I would like prayers for my friend Clarence, who's going through a difficult time through his health. Just have prayers for him. He used to come to this church, but he's unable to now because of his health. Thanks.
I'd like prayers for my daughter Ariel, who starts on her trip to Texas today.
Appreciate prayer for, I'm having eye surgery tomorrow, and I know a number of you have already been praying for me for that, so thank you.
I'd like to say thank you for the prayers for my daughter Jean. She seems to be improving, and maybe they found the right medication this time.
Please continue prayer for my father, Victor.
We have a joy, or I have a joy, that tomorrow is Andrew's and my 29th wedding anniversary. So I don't know why that's not a joy for him, but I'm celebrating it tonight. Let us pray. True peace and life, O God, come only from you. As we enter into this holy season of Advent, may we draw closer to you and to one another. We pray, O Lord, for our world, for places of loss and grief, for the community of Chattanooga and the deaths of children this week, for refugees and those caught in the middle of war, hunger, and destruction, for those who seek to minister to them and heal them in these times. We pray for those struggling to make it on the streets of our cities, and for those fighting for water at Standing Rock and still in Flint. Hear our prayers, O Lord. And yet we give thanks, O God, for the blessings of these days, for times spent with family to breathe in the rhythms of this weekend in preparation for your coming again. Make us mindful of the blessings of each day, the gift that is life. We give thanks, O God, for signs of improvement for Jean. Even as we pray for those who are in times of transition in their lives and towards new beginnings, new opportunities, and toward health in struggles known and unknown. May your healing and strengthening hand be upon all these, named and unnamed, this day and always. We pray for families with new babies, for Natalie and Avery and their parents, for those expecting and those who have delivered in these recent months. We thank you for Julie's continuing recovery and her spirit strong as her knee strengthens. We pray for Keith in eye surgery Monday, for Clarence in continuing health issues, for Ariel in her travels to Texas, and for Victor in this time. We pray, O Lord, that you would ever help us to see you clearly in this season, to follow where you alone lead us into a world which needs your peace, hope, joy, and love. Let our world see that always in us as we live in the manner of our Lord, who teaches us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
It's time for the children. Good morning, everybody. Do you know what the color is for Advent? Purple. Purple. I see all kinds of people with purple on today. You all have done a good job. That's okay. I didn't expect anybody to dress in purple. How many of you have been to a zoo? Have you been to a zoo? What are some of the animals you saw at the zoo? What did you see? Elephant. What else?
A giraffe
with a big long neck. A kangaroo. What else? An elephant. What else? Monkeys. Anything else? Yes.
A harbor seal.
A penguins. Yeah. What else? A seal. Did any of you ever see lions? Lions? Did you hear the lions? Did you hear them? What did they do? Roar. They were really loud, weren't they? Would you want to get near a lion? Yeah, I think so. I have a picture of a lion here. Here's a lion, right? With all that big fur around its face, his face. That's a big lion. It's hard for us to imagine just from a picture how big a lion really is, but they're big. And they have a really big roar. Do you have any idea what they eat? Well, not animals, yeah. Yeah, they're going to eat. They want meat, right? They're going to eat meat. Yeah, they could. Okay. Well, good for you. Here's another lion. Do you think you want to meet that lion? Looks like he's going to jump right on you, doesn't he? Looks like he's flying, yeah. He's on his way. Okay, have you ever gone to a petting zoo or to a farm? What kind of animals did you see at the farm?
Sheep.
Sheep. Yeah. Did you? What did you see? A pony. Yeah. Chickens. Pigs. Oh, yeah. But sheep. Did you get to touch the sheep? You got to pet it, maybe? See? This is just a little baby lamb, just a little baby lamb, and you could touch the little baby lamb. It's gentle, would let you touch it, right? What about this lamb that's running? Would that be okay? Is that okay? If that lamb runs to you? Yeah, maybe this lamb sees you and it wants to come and have you pet it, okay? Well, what about it? Do you think the lion and the lamb would get along very well? No? No, don't imagine they'd get along very well, but what about that? You would think so, but look at that. There is a lion lying right there, and that little sheep is right there, safe as it can be. What does it say at the bottom, those of you that can read? Peace, yeah. That's what peace is like. It's when things or people who are very, very different get along, and they get along because they love each other. And it can happen even between people who are really very different. Yes? Uh-huh. Yeah. Why? Does it sound like why there's not an S? That's one of the mysteries of the English language. And there are many, many, many mysteries of the English language. So peace looks like it should have an S and it doesn't. So anyway, this is the way God wants us to be with each other. Even when we're very different, even when one person might be really angry and mean sounding, and we're very gentle and sweet, God wants us to look past that mean and angry and try to see what's nice about that person and try to get along with everybody. So remember, peace comes from trying, sometimes it's hard, trying to love everybody, even those that are very different. Okay, let's pray together. God, help us to love people who are difficult to love. Help us to remember, like the lion and the lamb, that people that are very different can get along, and help us to do that, we pray. May we be peacemakers. Amen. Thank you. You can go down to Sunday school. Oh God, open our hearts, our minds, our ears, that we may hear your word and imagine your peace. Amen. The scripture will be read from the back today, so don't let that disturb you. Just keep looking forward. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness God called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day.
And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And so it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
And God said, let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day.
And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind and the cattle of every kind and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that God had done and rested on the seventh day from all of the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all of the work of creation.
The lesson from the prophet today is from Isaiah chapter 2, which can be found in the Bibles at your pews or projected on the screen. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, in the mountain of the Lord's house, shall be established as the highest of mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. all the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Hard to follow, isn't it? And God stepped out on space and looked around and said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And darkness covered everything as far as the eye could see, darker than 100 nights in a cypress swamp.
and God smiled. And the light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. James Weldon Johnson tried to capture the magnificence of the creation. Poets, authors, lyricists, composers have all been trying for centuries now to capture the wonder of the creation. I sing the mighty power of God who made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing sea abroad, and built the lofty skies. Leonardo da Vinci painted out on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, and you can stand there and gaze up, and gaze up, and feel the magic of that moment. Because God made everything to live in accord with God, with each other. And so God's intention for all of us is a deep, abiding peace. And yet human beings came along. And so we have to sin, ain't we? And there will be peace, there will be unity again, and they will beat their swords into plowshares. They will make instruments of peace and plenty of instruments of war. This is what God intends for all of humanity. And there should be peace, the essence of the warfare between countries, between people, within cities and states, within households. Peace, the end of violence. But it's also that peace that comes from Genesis. There's total unity between us and God. And then Jesus came into a world there was a pair of men, Prince of Peace. And shortly before his crucifixion, he sat down with his disciples and said that he would not be seeing them much longer. He said the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. The Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus taught us. That is what we need to hold on to. Jesus' teachings, not the teachings of this